Good morning. My guest this morning is Kathy Thomas from Hospice Services. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're going to be talking about a presentation by Stephen Campbell called Making Your Mind Magnificent. That's a nice alliterative title. And that's going to be at Hospice of Petaluma on March 11th at 7 and Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa on March 18th at 5.
That's
Could
correct.
Could you talk a little bit about Stephen Campbell and
sure.
what he says?
Stephen is a local Sonoma County author, and the title of his book is Making Your Mind Magnificent. And he is going to be providing us with tools and techniques for coping. His book talks about self-image, motivation, the proactive power of affirmations, and what to do when you blow it. But unfortunately, I can't dwell on that because I haven't gotten that far in the book. But he has the latest technological research that reveals how our brain learns and then believes everything that we tell it.
I thought that really attracted my interest. I think that's a wonderful idea to think that once you tell your brain something, it probably doesn't really have the power to do anything except believe it.
Yes, it's very accepting.
Right.
Stephen's going to help us learn the two tangible ways to put this new brain science into action. And it's going to change our negative self-talk. And we all have that self-talk.
Wow. I take it he has a lot of experience in this particular facet of neurology.
He does. He speaks about it. He writes about it. And he's actually a radio host in the Bay Area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where?
Unfortunately, I don't. But I just know that he is.
Probably San Francisco. Does hospice do much of this sort of thing, present talks and demonstrations and so forth?
Absolutely. I put on a six-month speaker series, and this is our sixth year, and our inaugural year for Santa Rosa. We do it January through June, and I seek out different authors. Hopefully they're local. Most of them are. Or different people that have something to share. The series is called Food for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And so those are the types of things that we address in these speaker programs.
Can you tell us a little bit about the hospice program and just how it works here in Sonoma County?
Absolutely. Hospice is our community hospice, if you will. Everything that we do is directed towards Sonoma County and Northern Marin.
Uh-huh.
And we provide grief services. Some of the other hospices do not provide grief services. All the programs and services that we provide are without charge. So that's very important to a lot of people. We have a great value system, and the empathy and commitment that our staff and our volunteers offer is truly amazing. We have, I don't know, the volunteer network is like 600 or something like that. It's just awesome.
Wow.
That there's so many people out there that, you know, want to put themselves out to the community and help.
So does this mean that that hospice is not actively looking for volunteers?
Oh, no. We're always looking for volunteers.
I thought that would be the case.
Always. And we have an annual training program, which is a 10-week program, and it provides training for grief support and also for caregiving.
Great.
All ages. And we're always looking for the younger volunteer.
Excellent.
Want to get them early.
Keep up the good work, Kathy. Let me tell people once again that this is in the Wednesdays of the Hospice House Education Series, Making Your Mind Magnificent, presented by Stephen Campbell. It'll be at Hospice of Petaluma on Peyrand Street on March 11th, 7 p.m., at Memorial Hospice on College Avenue, March 18th at 5 p.m. For information, in Petaluma, 778-6242. In Santa Rosa, 568-1094. Online, SonomaCountyHospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.